Blog Talk Radio.
Smoking, but my homie in here burnt up. Yeah, I'm working on, but he straight though. Couple girls tryna twerk it on me. Wait, no, no.
Hold up.
Before you even roll up, I'm in here with my lady. Can't you see me, man? I'm sold up. Man, I'm in here tryna celebrate a birthday. And you know I'm good and well, it's a work day. No matter, we still gon' kick it. And we ain't getting trippy. No Molly in my sippy. Ain't fighting nobody, ain't nobody said tripping. And Southeast Dago in the building. Shout out to Peter Pan, Skyline Imperial. We out here tryna function. Holla if you with it though. Probably think I'm rolling, I'm just high on the spirit, bro. The only thing we popping is the truth. Y'all don't hear me though. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. But what I got, you need to know about. They told me I'm turned, I'm turned, I'm turned, I'm turned, I'm turned. I tell them I'm straight, trying to keep my mind focused. Came 40D, clicked up, crew love. Got them looking at us crazy cause we so turned up. Yeah, homie, I'm turned, I'm turned, I'm turned, I'm turned. I ain't popping, rolling, and I ain't burnt. So tell Mary and Molly, I don't need them to party. Someone woke up in the lobby trying to locate their wallet. While I'm 9 holes in, trying to work on my hobby. And I wish somebody would get me started. Hey, deuces up to Nipsey, K. Dot and Gang. I'm out here in the West, don't holler at me, man. My bloodstream clean, nothing running through my veins. It's 16, yeah, I'm still unashamed. I call it network, keep them out here fishing. You know I'm with the clicking, man, we out here trying to kick it. You know that we turn. You know that we turn. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. But what I got, you need to know about. They told me I'm turned, I'm turned, I'm turned, I'm turned, I'm turned.
Good morning, Kingdom. Today is Tuesday, August the 18th, 2015, and I'm certainly happy to be back in the midst of your listeners today. God is so faithful that he would allow us to see another day. There's so many deaths on this earth, and they've been happening so frequently, and so we've got to thank God for allowing us to see another day. Today's Kingdom assignment is God Transcends. So we need to know that God transcends. You know, God visits us each day to give us a word and to let us know that he is yet on the throne. God is so awesome that he would just visit us today and just be, he's just very faithful to us. He's consistent. He provides for us. He protects us. He knows everything that we need, and he meets our needs. I'd like to start with the prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that wasn't promised to us, O God. We thank you for just visiting us, God, here while you walk the earth, O God. God, we thank you for just touching us, God, and touching our lives, God, in the lives of the people, God, that are connected to us, O God. God, we thank you for just everything that you're doing, the revelation that you're giving us, O God, in your word. God, we thank you for the word that you give us each day, O God. God, we love you and we honor you and we acknowledge you as our Father and our Creator. God, we thank you, God, for just all things that are manifested in you, O God, and through you, O God. God, we thank you for the vessels, God, that you've allowed us to be, God, to be used by you. We thank you for the plan, God, that you have for our life, the purpose, God, that you created us, O God. God, I ask that you restore us, God, restore us back to the time of the Garden of Eden, O God. God, I ask that you restore our minds, our health, and our bodies, O God. God, I ask that you restore our soul, O God. God, I ask that you just refill us, God, with your Holy Spirit, O God. God, I ask that you just rain on us, God, your blessings, God. God, I ask that you teach us, God, even the more. Fill us with your wisdom and your knowledge, O God. For your word, God, give us a hunger and a thirst, God, for righteousness and for the word, O God. God, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for him dying on the cross, O God, for our lives so that we may have peace and liberty. And that we may have freedom, O God, freedom to praise you, freedom to worship you, O God. God, that we may be just free from our sins, O God. God, I thank you because we're not bound anymore, O God. God, help us to realize, God, that we, even though we walk around freely, O God, that Satan still has tricks, God, that allows us to be bound by the mind, O God, bound in the heart, O God. God, I ask that you just visit each listener, O God, and begin to just liberate them, O God. Show them the freedom that they have in you, O God, the freedom to move, O God, the freedom to pray, the freedom to reach out, God, and to stand in your word. God, I thank you for all things that you're doing in our lives, O God, continually visiting us, O God, continually just being there for us with your grace and your mercy, O God, never turning your back on us, O God, even though we turn our back, God, and we walk away, O God. God, just remaining constant in our lives, O God. And we thank you for all things, God. I ask that you take me out of the front, O God, and put you in the front. Put me in the back, O God. I ask that you just transcend this message, O God, so that the people may see and hear from you, O God. And I thank you for all things that you're doing, O God. We trust and believe in you for all things, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank God. Amen. And so today's lesson, the kingdom assignment for today is to know that God transcends. The base scripture is Philippians 4 and 7. And I read it for the NIV version. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You know, God transcends, which means that he has no boundaries. He has no boundaries. He surpasses all. And even as I was researching the definition of transcend, it says to be or go beyond the range or limits of. And so God doesn't have any limits. He's limitless. God is getting us to a place to where we can think outside the box. Because if you're able to think outside the box, then you're able to see God for who he is and to acknowledge him for who he is. You know, God is so awesome that he would allow us to just, you know, just occupy with him and allow the Holy Spirit to occupy with us. You know, I was, it's only, you know, through us understanding that, you know, the supernatural exists and that God exists and that, you know, things that we, you know, that we have to have a faith. You know, I talked about how on one of my sermons, it is living by faith. And God said to him, you know, if you're living by faith and you're living to please God, which means that you're trusting in the unseen. You're trusting in things that we do not see. And when I was thinking about God transcending, which is surpass all understanding, he goes beyond the limit of, there is no limit, and God is wanting us to think outside the box. It turned my mind back to that message of living to please God. And God said it is only through trust in the unseen that you are able to believe the impossible. And that's what thinking outside the box means, taking off the limit. You know, we have so many limits on God. God is limitless, doesn't have any limits. And we've got to understand that God transcends. If we can understand that God transcends, then we begin to understand the power that God has. Because we don't have the concept or the precept of how powerful God is. You know, and as I was doing my research, I came across God is. You know, just that very term, God is. God is everything to us. He is our all in all. He's self-existent. And you think about it, God created everything. God had no creator. He was always in existence. And he was before time, and he'll be here until after it ends. And so we have to have the faith that God, exists. We have to believe in his existence. And that took me to Hebrews 11:6 that says, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And that's Hebrews 11:6. You know, we've got to get to the point to where we, you know, we are conceptual in the fact that God is. God transcends. He is beyond any limits that we could ever put on God. And we've got to get that confidence that God is everything. He is our source. You know, we are living in a time where we've got to, you know, God is trying to get us to a place in our thought process to where we can surpass any thoughts. We can conceive more than we've conceived before. We can perceive more than we've perceived before. It's taking us into what's called a transitional time. We're in a season of transition. And when you transition, you're a change. You're going through a change. God is, and there's some things that he has to do. He has to equip us for this transition. He has to change our mindset, our hearts. You know, we have to increase our faith. We have to increase, you know, just the belief that God is and he cares for us and that he cares for every detail in our lives. If you could ever just think about it, if you could ever get to that point, that mindset, things around you would look so much differently. We would respond differently to obstacles and trials and tribulations because we have God on our side. With God, all things are possible. And we say that, but we really don't mean, you know, we don't mean it, or we don't understand what God is saying to us. That with God, all things are possible, which means that what man puts limits on, what man perceives as impossible, is not with God. And so we have to understand that, you know, Ephesians 3:9 says that to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. So God is wanting us to step up to the plate and to understand that he is. In fact, he told Moses to tell the children of Israel, I am that I am. I am. You know, and we could feel that with so many different things. We could actually feel it with all things because God is all-powerful, sovereign, all-knowing. God is. And, you know, just take some time to think about that. Think about the external existence of his presence. Think about how he transcends time. You know, man works in time, but God does not have time. He doesn't work in the same time that we work in. God allows things to happen, and he shows us every day. I can think about how it's been triple-degree weather here, and it just rained. Rain just came. From out of nowhere, he fills, he sustains all of his creation, and he gives rain. He preserves, he gives life, he feeds all living things, he gives man crops and increase, he provides for the needs of his people. And so we can say that God is. We can say that he is. He is the image of the invisible. He is the creator. For by him all things were created in the heavens and in the earth, things visible and things invisible. He gives us the power. And we have so much power. We have the same power that God has, and that is the power to create. We just don't, first, we don't identify it, and then two, we don't use it. We don't utilize it. And so God is saying that I am, you know, and God was dealing with me even in the secret places. You know, God is in the, we've got to begin to acknowledge God for who he is. We've got to begin, you know, because we talk about we live by faith, but are we really living by faith? Because if we're not living by, if we're not acknowledging God for who he is, then we're not living by faith. And God is saying that he has to be acknowledged as the only source for the times that are about to come up on us, for the times that this nation is about to face. God has to be acknowledged as the only source. That means that we put our faith in him, not in man, not in a job, not in a building, not in a book that is other than the Bible, not in anything. Because if we're putting our faith in those things, then we're idolizing those things. And God will have no other God before him. God is everything that we need. God is all-encompassing. All we have to do is so simple, is to believe in his existence and to understand the power that God has given us. The same power that God created is the same power that we have. It's so innovative. And so God is saying, believe in me. Believe in that I exist. Believe in the power that I have so that it may be the same power that you have. And so we have to understand that in believing, Philippians 4 and 7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, which means that we can't even begin to fathom God. We can't even begin to fathom his power, his dominion. We can't even begin to just imagine. It's beyond anything that we've ever seen. It's beyond anything that we know. It's incomprehensible. And so God is saying that we need to make sure that we understand that God has no limits. He exceeds all expectation. He exceeds all beliefs and concepts. He is beyond any range that we can put on him. And he is limitless. And I thank God for just allowing, you know, even as you begin to take this assignment and apply it to your life, you've got to be a witness to your brothers and your sisters to let them know that God is. God is our all in all. God is everything that we need. God knows everything. You know, and we say it all the time, but I don't think we really put it into practice. Because if we put it into practice, then we would know that God is for us. And if God is for us, who can be against us? If God is for us, Romans 8 and 31, if God in his all-encompassing state, in his limitless state, in his, you know, creative state, God, if he is for us, if he's on our side, then who can be against us? God works in all things. In Romans 8 and 30, and these whom he predestined, he also called, and these whom he called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? And so we have to understand that God will never leave us or forsake us, and that he is all-encompassing, and that he provides, protects, and he is all-knowing, and that God is self-existent. God existed before we existed. In fact, God created us, and he created all things. Everything that you see around you, God created. Everything that you touch, God created. Everything, including yourself, God created. And so if he created, then God knows how to provide. He knows how to supply. He knows how to protect. God knows everything about everything. And we've got to wrap our minds around the fact that God is. And you can fill in the blanks, because God will be ever you need him to be, whenever you need him to be. I thank God for this word, this assignment for today. Just take some time and meditate on God's word. You may be going through some things, and you may think that you are up against the wall. You may think that you've been pushed into a corner. But I'm here to tell you today to be encouraged, because there is nothing impossible for God. God can do all things, and God can fix it for you. But you've got to trust and believe that God is. Be blessed.